It's Indigenous Peoples Day in Seattle, Olympia, Bainbridge Island, and many other communities across the country. One celebration is planned at the Daybreak Star Cultural Center in Seattle's Discovery Park, 88.5's Ed Ronco reports.
Back when Michael Tooley was in school in 1966, his teacher sent a note home asking parents to send treats to class for an upcoming Columbus Day celebration.
And I seem to really recollect, even to this day, that my mother was even upset even back then. And her exact words were, how can we be celebrating someone discovering Indians when we were already here? How could he actually discover America when we were actually, we've been here for thousands of years?
Tooley is executive director of the United Indians of All Tribes Foundation, which runs the Daybreak Star Cultural Center. He says Indigenous Peoples Day was originally meant as a strong counter to Columbus Day. For many Native people and others, Christopher Columbus has represented colonialism and oppression.
Today it's more like not necessarily a complete rejection, but more of a positive celebration of what we Indigenous people have to offer to our society.
Seattle officially adopted Indigenous Peoples Day in 2014. Olympia followed the next year, Bainbridge Island and Spokane in 2016. Other cities have made it official too: Los Angeles, Denver, Minneapolis and St. Paul, Nashville, Santa Fe, elsewhere. Tooley says they're expecting hundreds to come out for celebrations in Seattle, and that the event will be a positive affirmation of Native cultures and will look to the future.
We don't want to focus mainly on the oppression and suppression and depression that's occurred over the years, but rather, where do we go from here? How do we that was then, how do we step forward to start empowering ourselves to make things happen, even more so for our peoples, whether on tribal lands or not?
The celebration begins at 4 and will feature performances and a salmon dinner. Ed Ronco, 88.5 News.